Well, I have a very special Mother's Day guest on the show today. Back again for yet another product geek review is my mother, Jean Moorhead. How are you doing today, Mom?
Well, hi, Allison, and all your fans out there. It's so nice to hear little bits about you from Allison every now and then.
The inventor of the name The Silly Cast, as I recall. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetie, and oh, for all the goodies, the luncheon and the flowers and everything. I feel very loved and cared for.
So you have a new tech toy, and I wanted to hear a little bit about it, but maybe start off with what problem are you trying to solve here?
Well, the tech toy is a digital book reader, and the tremendous advantage it is over the old conventional one I've been using for 25 years, which certainly was better than nothing. It played 4-track tapes, but it was huge and ponderous. You simply didn't move it around, and it seemed to be covered with switches and buttons to push. I counted at least 11 different ones.
Oh, dear.
Because you're playing a 4-track tape, and you have to keep it, you have to change the tape. Each tape plays for 2 hours, but it isn't easy. You've got to keep turning it and then changing the side selector switches so you go onto the right track. And believe me, you get on the wrong track, you're really confused. And it does take a lot to confuse you when you're 90 years old anyway. But it was certainly better than nothing, and everything in the world is on tape, as you people who may use it know. And incidentally, I wanted to point out that you don't have to be even legally blind. You just a certain amount of vision loss you can apply to the Library of Congress if you don't have a Braille Institute in your area, which there are very few of them around the country. And you can qualify these and get them through your local library. And I know a lot of people here in the facility where I reside who just, it's too overwhelming to read when you get to be 100 years old, but they can still continue.
So you actually get these devices are supplied to you by the U.S. government, so you're not having to pay to buy these devices.
No, absolutely not. And almost everything in the world is on tape, too. But it was a nuisance, like in the middle of the night, you've been reading something and you fall asleep while the tape runs out. Now, to backtrack and try to find where you were can be a hassle. And it's particularly annoying when you're reading a mystery. And as you're backtracking, you find out who done it before you even had read why he did it.
And as I recall, you're quite a fan of the murder mystery.
Well, you know me, Allison. And
A quick side note. I came up one morning for breakfast, and my mother's cooking breakfast, and she's got on some horrid murder mystery on the TV. And she turned around and said, "Honey, we're having knifings for breakfast."
Oh, what a memory.
So anyway,
just recently they have come out with this marvelous digital book reader. And for instance, we used to get cassettes, the 4-track cassettes. You'd have 4 to 6 to get a book about 300 pages or 400 pages. And here you get one little cartridge, the size of a credit card, a little thicker, goes into this wonderful digital book reader. And it can play a 500-page book without any messing with the cartridges or anything or changing. And it is really a love from a tactile aspect, because which is what we rely on, as all you people are blind know. There's only 4 sets of arrows in each corner, and then there's a power button, which to begin with, when you turn that on, it tells you how much battery power you have left. For instance, I just pressed it, and I have 7 hours left before it's going to run out and has to be recharged. You can play it while it's recharging, too, but that helps a lot. And, you know, it has volume, one side tone, fast forward, and rewiring, and picking it up. It really is so simple, and what I love about it, it's idiot-proof, absolutely perfect for me at my age.
You're no idiot, but I know what you mean.
The tone is excellent, and it has a little retractable handle, and you can carry it. It's a little heavy, but it's small. And I lifted Allison's handbag the other day, and wow, this would be lightweight by comparison.
I do carry a few gadgets.
So if you have to wait somewhere, you can plug in, put in your earphone in. I just think it's an absolutely great thing. It's going to... Then the one big aspect of it is a snooze button. And as you go to bed, and I do my best reading in bed, you can set it. it goes in a 15-minute increments, and you can have 15 minutes or 30 minutes or 45 on infinitum. And it lets it play just for 15 minutes.
Oh, so if you know about how long it is till you fall asleep reading?
Or that you want to fall asleep. You don't want to be stuck reading that book half the night, because that can be bad if you're reading something interesting.
Oh, I've had that happen. How big is this device?
Now, that was another thing. This device is about 10 inches by 5.5.
So it's still pretty big.
The other one was 18. Yeah, well, that isn't very big. The other one was 18 to 19 by 11 or 12.
And, wow.
It really made quite a difference. It's so portable, and it's just a neat little unit. It hasn't got anything protruding anywhere. And I think it's going to be great. And I'm going to try to find a 500-page book and check it out, make sure I can read it all.
Now, I know sometimes you've gotten gadgets and they seem like a good idea at the time, but then in execution they turn out to be a little more difficult.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this one was as good as you were hoping it would be.
Yes, and things that have too many functions frequently don't do any one of them good, you know. So this is going to be a great hit, and I know all the totally blind people at Braille, where I still attend, attempting to get the voice-operated computer into my noggin.
Mm-hmm.
They all have them in their back pocket, practically. They're in their knapsacks and wouldn't be caught without them. So this is a great breakthrough and wonderful for me.
Oh,
so
great.
I want to say hello to all of you, and I know you all have had good mommies because you listen to Allison. And just continue to listen to her. Someday she's going to get it right.
All right, Mom, I think on that note, I'm going to just cut you off. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, dear, you don't like my words of wisdom. Goodbye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.